We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Tildy's North Pole Expedition. If you enjoy this exciting Arctic adventure, then be sure to subscribe, rate, and review Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the snowy story show you can take on the go. Listen along in the car, while you're eating breakfast, or even while you're riding in a hot air balloon. I'm your host, Angie. Today, Tildy the Tortoise and Jack the Rabbit will travel in their hot air balloon all the way up to the Arctic Circle. From here, the Arctic animal guides will lead them to the true North Pole. Maybe they will even get to see the Aurora Borealis light show. Ooh, I can't wait to go on an Arctic adventure. Let's begin now. Tildy's North Pole Expedition. Tildy the Tortoise and Jack the Rabbit love traveling together in a hot air balloon. Together, they have flown all around the world and they have seen many, many amazing things. They have soared above tall, rocky mountains and across vast, sandy deserts. They have seen big blue oceans and tiny tropical islands. All along the way, they have met some incredible friends.
Ah, I just love exploring the world and meeting new animals. Where should we travel to next, Jack Rabbit?
Why don't we explore the Arctic?
Wow, that's a great idea. I've heard there's a beautiful light show every winter on the top of the world called the Aurora Borealis.
The Aurora Borealis? Is that real?
I don't know, Jack Rabbit. Why don't we fly up to the Arctic Circle in our hot air balloon and find out for ourselves?
Jack the Rabbit and Tildy the Tortoise packed their warm coats and gathered all of their supplies. Then they loaded themselves into the hot air balloon basket. They took off towards the North Pole. Their balloon floated over green tundra, then over land that was covered with snow and ice. Finally, they reached a big snowy glacier.
Here we are, Jackrabbit. We've reached the Arctic Circle.
I bet we're close to the real North Pole, the very tip-top of the Earth.
Let's land our balloon down on the ground. Maybe we can see the Aurora Borealis lights from here.
Tildy and Jack soared down from the sky and landed their hot air balloon safely on the ground. Up ahead in the distance, they saw a tall mound of snow. An adorable puffin bird was sitting on the back of a seal as it slid down the slippery snow slide.
Woohoo! This is fun!
It sure is!
The seal and the puffin bird slid all the way down the hill and slowed to a stop right at the feet of Jack and Tildy.
Pleasure to meet you.
What brings you two up here to the Arctic?
Well, we've come to see the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, is it true that beautiful colored lights shine in the sky up here?
They sure do, but you still need to make your way up to the true North Pole, the very tip-top center of the world, in order to see the magnificent light show.
Yeah, but don't worry. The Arctic Animal Guides can show you the way.
The Arctic Animal Guides?
That's right. In fact, Puffin and I are part of the organization. We can guide you through the first leg of the trip.
Just climb up on the back of the seal, and I will guide you over to the next checkpoint.
Climb aboard, explorers!
Tildy, Jack Rabbit, and the little puffin bird all climbed up onto the back of the seal.
Now let's slide!
Then they slid down a steep and snowy hill.
Woohoo!
All the way down to a big frozen river.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks for the ride, Seal.
And thanks for leading the way, Puffin.
Our pleasure!
Now wait here for the next animal guide to come your way.
And quick as a flash, the Seal and the Puffin slid away out of sight, leaving Tildy and Jack alone in the quiet at the edge of the frozen river.
I wonder which Arctic animal guide we will meet next.
Just then, a big furry white creature appeared in the distance. It skated across the river, making its way closer and closer to Tildy and Jack.
Gadzooks! That animal is humongous! What is it, Tildy?
Why, it's a polar bear!
Pleasure to meet ya. I received word that you two explorers are looking to see the Aurora Borealis.
We sure are. Can you take us to the true North Pole so we can see the brilliant light show?
I can take you part of the way there, my little friends. Climb up on my shoulders and I will skate you across the frozen river.
Tildy and Jack hopped up onto the shoulders of the tall, furry polar bear. The bear glided gracefully across the ice. The frozen river meandered with many twists and turns.
What a beautiful place!
The polar bear guided them along until they reached a big body of open water.
Where are we now?
This is the Arctic Sea, and it's as far as I can take you to. You still have a little ways to go because the true North Pole is actually in the middle of the Arctic Sea.
But how will we get there, polar bear?
Just then, an iceberg floated towards them.
Just in time. Your next ride has arrived.
An iceberg? But how will we steer it?
Suddenly, there was a splash. Tildy and Jack looked down into the water to see a big whale with a long, spiky horn emerge from the sea.
Why, it's a narwhal!
Pleasure to meet you, explorers! I will guide the iceberg for you by swimming alongside. I'll use my pointy horn to
difficulty, and Jack the Rabbit climbed up onto the floating iceberg. The Norwal carefully steered them to the very center of the Arctic Sea. The sky was getting very dark. Suddenly, the iceberg stopped.
This is the true North Pole.
Hooray, we made it.
And it's where I leave you. Just in time to see the Aurora Borealis lights. Enjoy the show, my explorer friends.
Thank you, Norwal.
Tildy and Jack sat back on the iceberg and looked up towards the sky. Just then, the atmosphere turned a bright, glowing green color. Then purple and pink lights darted across the sky. Hazy blue clouds whirled and twirled.
How magnificent! In all my years of traveling around the world, I've never seen anything like this.
The lights changed from chartreuse green to vermilion red, then to a bright neon yellow. The sky swirled with color.
It looks like the colorful lights and clouds are dancing in the sky.
What a beautiful show!
Then the colors began to slowly fade, and the sky turned dark once again. Tildy and Jack clapped their hands and cheered.
Hooray! We saw the brilliant Aurora Borealis light show.
We sure did. But Tildy, now we're stuck on an iceberg in the middle of the Arctic Sea.
You're right. How will we ever get back to our balloon, Jack Rabbit?
All of a sudden, snow began to fall, and a reindeer came floating down from the sky. It landed on the iceberg next to Jack and Tildy.
Hello, reindeer.
Nice to meet you. I'll be your last Arctic animal guide for the evening and give you two a lift back to your balloon.
That's great.
Now climb aboard, explorers.
Tildy the tortoise and Jack the rabbit hopped up onto the back of the reindeer. The three soared across the night sky. They floated over the Arctic Sea, across the long frozen river, and over the big snowy hill until they made it back to their balloon. The reindeer landed them safely on the ground.
Here you are, my friends. Safe travels to you.
Thank you kindly, reindeer.
The reindeer leaped back up into the sky and flew out of sight. Tildy and Jack loaded themselves back into the balloon and began to slowly rise up into the sky.
Wow, what an incredible journey, Jack Rabbit.
It sure was. I just love exploring the North Pole with you, Tildy.
Well, we make a great adventurous duo, Jack.
Tildy and Jack celebrated their successful Arctic expedition with a song.
We explore the Arctic Circle, fa la 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 la, with Jack the Rabbit and Tildy the Turtle, fa la 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 la. We rode a balloon and took a flight, fa la 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 la. We got to see the Northern Lights, fa la 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 la.
What an amazing Arctic adventure! I loved exploring the North Pole with Tildy and Jack. Tell us all about your favorite winter adventure. Have you ever seen the Northern Lights? Maybe you've met a polar bear. Tell us all about it by sending a note or drawing a picture. You can share it on the Story Spectacular Facebook group or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Storytacular. I can't wait to hear all about your amazing winter adventures.
Me too!
Speaking of winter fun with friends, we have another friend joining us for some fun in the studio. It's time for jokes with Digger the dog.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Hi, Digger.
Hey, everybody.
Do you have some Arctic animal jokes for us today?
I sure do. And let me tell you, these jokes are gonna be snow good.
Haha, that's great. Now take it away, Digger.
Sure. What do you call a polar bear riding on a skateboard?
What do you call a polar bear riding on a skateboard?
A roller bear!
Watch me get some polar air!
That joke was so funny, it was almost unbearable!
Where do seals go to watch movies?
Golly, where do they go to watch movies?
At the dive-in theater!
Hee hee, I love science fish can!
That joke gets my seal of approval!
What game should you never play with a narwhal?
What game should you avoid playing with a narwhal?
Beach ball!
I get it, because narwhals have long pointy horns and would definitely pop a beach ball.
Ooh, better keep them away from my hot air balloon too!
I think that joke was best in snow, Digger the dog.
Glad you had an ice time, Angie.
We sure did. Come back again soon to tell us even more jokes.
Sure thing. See you at the North Pole.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Today's show was so cool, it was practically polar. We traveled in a hot air balloon with Jack the Rabbit and Tildy the Tortoise all the way up to the Arctic Circle. From there, the Arctic Animal Guides led us to the true North Pole at the center of the Arctic Sea, where we were able to watch the incredible Aurora Borealis light show. Then Digger the dog stopped by to tell us some funny jokes about Arctic animals. I can't wait to go to the North Pole again next year.
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. If you love listening to these spectacular stories every week, you may also enjoy reading some original stories that I wrote and illustrated. My book titles include What Do You See?, An Extraordinary Book, Digger's Daily Routine, The Shape, Escape, and Lawrence the Lighthouse. Order these books now at storyspectacular.com or on Amazon to get them in time for the holidays. For more fabulous free content, sign up for the Story Squad. You will get a free ebook of Digger's Daily Routine, plus song downloads and printable activity pages. Just go to storyspectacular.com and enter your email at the bottom of the homepage.
Spectacular!
Thanks for listening.
Have so much fun exploring.
See you at the North Pole, everyone.